Welcome to the SPSW York podcast. At the end of the autumn term, our first year social work students presented a showcase of creative works, addressing the question, who am I as a social worker? In this episode, Patricia Walton, lecturer in social work, talks about the role of creativity in enabling our students to establish their professional identity.
As someone who's art trained myself, I have always found social work to be one of the most creative things I've ever done, certainly more creative than certain corners of creative industries. That's because social workers have to draw on such a wide range of theory. They have to understand wildly varying problems for which the scientific evidence base, while valuable, has limited application in individual situations. So social workers are constantly having to choose between different knowledge bases, different ways of interventions, different ways of interpreting and understanding the lives of the people that they work with and the problems that the people experience. So it's a very creative profession. I think all professions that involve working with people are creative. In fact, I think creativity is, you know, a sort of key feature of humanity, of being human. And it definitely is a major area for social workers. There has been support in the Munro Review of Social Work for more application of creative processes, more development of social workers' creative processes as part of their training. So the professional development groups enable them to process that and essentially to get closer to who they as social workers are, because in addition to being a creative process, social work is also an individual process. People bring very much of themselves to the role, their personal style, their history, their individual understanding of social issues. And each person will need to develop their own individual style. And that's quite hard to put across to students at the start of an academic programme, because understandably they think that we're actually going to give them a good idea of how they're going to do it. And actually we really only give them a starting point. So working creatively, working artistically, can help them to locate something very personal and to name something very personal, but perhaps in less intense way than naming it through language.
Further information on our professional development groups and a sample of work from this project can be found on our website at york.ac.uk/SPSW.